Rob Blake, Stanley Cup winner. One of the hardest hitting defensemen in the game's seen.
Best butt checker in the history of the game.
It might have been. He is going to be the general manager of Canada's hockey team at the upcoming World Championships. He joins us again. Rob, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing very well, Rob. You know, some players get into management. Some guys get into coaching. Why was management more appealing to you?
Well, I think, you know, once I retired, I ended up, you know, working with Brendan Shanahan at the NHL and in the player safety. And, you know, once the opportunity this summer with Dean Lombardi came about management, it's just something I thought I wanted to get back into, working for a team and having the feelings of the wins and losses. So, you know, I took that direction probably over coaching just because it was offered and available.
Rob, it's interesting. I look at a player like you. You're still a young man, relatively speaking, and you're not that far removed from your playing days. We've seen it here with people like Kevin Lowe, who've gone from being longtime players to management positions. Do you still see the game as a player, or do you see it as a manager, or are you sort of in between right now?
I'd probably lean on the side of the player. Obviously, I think just retiring and you know, fairly new out of it, I kind of lean towards the player side. But the thing that I see that kind of works for both management and player is evaluating players. I think as a player, that's all I did for 20 years is, you know, evaluate and understand who I was playing against and knowing the teams and different things. And then now you take it to this level and you're doing the same thing. You're doing a lot more research on those players and backgrounds and different things, but the same amount of judging of the talent is very similar to when I played.
Were you one of those guys who, I mean, NHL life is hectic. You know that as well as anybody. You got to play the games. It's a tough physical grind, 82 a year plus playoffs. But were you one of those guys who you talk about studying other players and you seem to have an eye for that? Would you do that on the plane, on the bus, or how did you get that feel that maybe some guys just go out and play? You know what I mean? You sound like a guy who maybe studied the game a bit.
Yeah, and you know, I didn't have the video when I first started as much as it probably came on near the end of my career and now, but. The one thing I always want to know, I want to know the players, the team that I was playing, I want to know the lineup, and I want to know what those players' tendencies and what they did. And that was just, you know, early on probably from playing against them and that. But I think that comes because when I got to L.A., Wayne Gretzky was there, and he could tell you everything about every player that we were playing that next night coming up or even three or four games ahead. So he always had that vision, and it's kind of somebody that I – you know, I've watched in the dressing room as a kid growing up, and I'm like, yeah, we better all know who we're playing and what their tendencies are.
Rob Blake, general manager for Hockey Canada at the men's upcoming World Championships. Rob, do you need your coach in place before you contact the players? How does it work?
No, you don't. Well, not really, because the problem is you really don't. Aren't set on your coach most likely until right near the end of the season. You know, obviously some of the people on the list that will comprise over the next few days here will be on teams that are competing to try to get in the playoffs. And I think you'll know players ahead of time just with teams being eliminated, and you'll reach out to them, you know, explaining the World Championships and seeing their and judging their interest and things on it. So it kind of all comes together, but the problem is you really need to wait till the end of the regular season based on your choices.
Interesting management group for this club. I mean, it's relatively young. I mean, you're what, 44, 45? Hexie's not even 50 yet, and Brad Treliving's a young guy. Sort of new edge management group here. You're all taking a big step together, it seems.
Yeah, and you know, I think the familiar spot, Brad Pascal and Bob Nicholson being involved, I mean, they've done it so many times, and, you know, I was fortunate to be with Dave Nonis and Bob Murray a few years ago on the staff of the World Championships, so I've kind of gone through that too, but yeah, I would say relatively young. You know, obviously both Brad and Ron have had years under their belt in the NHL level and, you know, evaluating these players. And Ron has, you know, a lot in the Eastern Conference here with Philadelphia, and both Brad and I within the Western Conference. So, you know, a combination of everything, I think we'll use all our thoughts and ideas and, you know, go into selecting that team.
Rob, of course, you're the assistant GM of the LA Kings. Ron Hextall's with the Philadelphia Flyers. Tree Living's with Phoenix. On all three right now are battling for, well, you guys are in LA for sure. How much does that impact, you know, your day-to-day job with the LA Kings? Did you need to, you know, the blessing from your GM to take away your time with the Kings to go run the Canadian entry?
Yeah, and that was the first thing, you know, a week ago when Bob and Brad had contacted me regarding this position is to go to Dean Lombardi and make sure everything was okay. And they stress right from day one that your NHL team is your priority, you know, come playoffs. And obviously, we hope all these teams can go as far as possible. And, you know, the one thing, though, Dean Lombardi said, listen, it's a great thing to be involved with. You get to evaluate players on different levels. You get to know these guys personally, and sometime down the road, they may be in play for your own team, you know, to help LA in different situations. And you also get different styles of coaching and different views from players and that. So it's all experience that you can gather and help use for your team. As far as the time commitment, a lot of it is done through conference calls here over the next 3 weeks, you know, and playing some of these teams. Obviously, each of us will play teams in situations where they may not be in the playoffs, and you get to get a look at these players. So it doesn't cut in too much to the day-to-day job, knowing that that is your priority, but there'll be a lot of conference calls and things going forward.
Rob, I see a note here about the management team that, and it'll be of interest to Edmonton hockey fans for sure, Steve Staios will serve as the management staff's director of player development. I know there was a guy who got all his NHL time based on blood and guts and willingness to work. What does he bring to the table as this director of player development, and how did he get hooked up with you guys?
Well, yeah, I think obviously that was, you know, through Hockey Canada. I think his experiences at the World Championship level and knowing Brad Pascal and Bob and, you know, being around that situation's fairly new type of position, I think kind of relates to both the coaching staff and the management. I mean, he'll be on the calls here when we're evaluating rating players, but he'll probably also be on the ice come, you know, the first time in Zurich when they take for practice an exhibition game. So, you know, give you an eye that can go up and down. I mean, most franchises have people in positions like this, and I think Hockey Canada is kind of leaning toward that also.
Rob, here in Edmonton, you know, Taylor Hall, I think, is a Jordan Eberle. When do you start contacting players on teams that are clearly out of it?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You know, we had a call here today, and you know, we went over kind of a list of teams that are, you know, whatever the percentages are making a playoff, teams that are on the bubble, and then, you know, unfortunately a couple teams that are eliminated. We've got to narrow that down, and I think you reach out to them sooner than the later so that they at least have the knowledge that you're interested in and you judge their, you know, availability and want to join that team.
Rob, not a real crazy guess. Might players like Hall, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, and Jordan Eberle certainly be circled for consideration once the season's over?
Yeah, and I think all those guys have put their times in previous world championships and previous world juniors and things. They've always answered the call when Canada's called, and they're elite players in that aspect and elite players within the NHL. So definitely they'll be on the list there.
Rob Blake joins us. Rob, you mentioned it. You don't necessarily need your coach. Obviously, you contact the players first. Do you have a style? What's your strategy on how you're going to build your team for the World Championships?
Well, I think you kind of look to the Olympics. I mean, obviously, you're allowing so few goals, being one of the best defensive teams, and then coming out and having the offensive power. You know, I briefly talked with Ron Hextall the other night when I was in Philly, you know, with LA, and you know, talked about the ranking of the players and that, and you can put them as skill-wise in that, but you also have to build a team, and you have to understand that, you know, there's other players that will be in different roles, and you have to be willing to accept those roles. But I think the speed and the skill is, you know, two of the elements that you need for the Olympic or the international stage.
How long a list will you have for candidates? And I mean, I know it changes. You've got to wait till it's not clear cut yet, but what range are we looking at here in terms of guys numbers wise?
Well, I think by the end of the regular season, we'd like, I think you can carry up to 25 rostered players. And you know, we want to leave maybe a couple spots, a few spots open to after the first round. You know, over the history of this tournament, you realize there's not as many players that come from the elimination of the first round than you would think. So the base of the majority of the team will be selected before that.
Rob, as always, we appreciate your time. Enjoy the selection process, and best of luck to the Kings in the playoffs.
Okay, thanks, guys.